Guys, nobody talks about this. Bed sizes in bedrooms in real estate. We're going to teach you all about it. What is a good investment with bedroom size and a bad investment? Stay tuned. I think I was on mute.
No, I think you're okay.
Okay.
Bed sizes matter. Size matters.
Yeah. So, and you know what? You're not actually ever formally taught this, not from a parent, not from a realtor, not from a school classroom. And we wanted to talk today about an average, you know, what to expect when it comes to bedroom sizes. Like, is it you that's being unreasonable saying that's too small, or is that sort of the standard out there with bedroom sizes? And it's not easy information to find.
No, it's not. And I have to say, I honestly reckon bedrooms are the one thing that people will not compromise on. It's like, no matter the budget, bedroom sizes matter.
Hey, Luke's picked up on something.
Yeah, well, it looks like you're doing a tip run.
Guess what's in the car?
God knows what's in the car. Bed.
It's a bed.
It's a bed.
Yeah. Relevant. So, what's a good bedroom size?
Yeah. So, what's normal? I think it's always a question we get, and people, you know, moving out of a family home into like their first apartment. I see it a lot with young first home buyers. They go, "Ooh, is that a normal bedroom?" And then they go, "Ooh, can I get my bed in there?" So people don't actually know what a normal, you know, bed measurement looks like. And then furthermore to that, people don't realize that the length pretty much doesn't change across your, you know, bedroom, bed sizes. It's just the width. So we're here to unpack all of this morning for you.
Now, I've got one tip, which half the people out there are going to go, yeah, know that, and half the people out there are going to go, no friggin' way. No way. So, first of all, let's talk about the bedrooms, the bed sizes. Billy, this is a test for you. How big is a single bed?
I know they're all about 1.8, 1.9 long. I think about 900 wide.
Correct. How big's a long single?
Like, I think a long single or a king single, not just about maybe 2 meters long. I don't think it gets much wider.
Okay, a long single is 90 is the same width as a single, but it's 10 centimeters, 20 centimeters longer.
Yeah.
A king single is 10 centimeters fatter again, so it's 20 centimeters on top of a single, wider.
Yep.
And it's 20 centimetres on top of a single, 15 centimetres longer. How big is a double?
A double is 1.8 by 1.8.
Double is 1.37 wide.
Oh, wow. Okay.
By 1.88. How big is a queen?
It's got to be about 1.5.
Yep.
Yep.
By two.
So you get three. A little bit longer.
A bit longer. How big is a king?
A king, I reckon king's got to be up to about 2 by 2.
1.8 by 2-ish. A couple of centimetres here or there.
Yeah,
1.8 by 2. Super king.
Super king, surely get a 2 in front.
And what's the other dimension?
2.1, 2. It doesn't get much longer, I don't think.
203, 203.
Okay, pretty square. It's really pretty interesting. Square. Really interesting.
You know what? It always surprises me how small the mid-beds are, like the difference between a double to a queen. I'm always shocked.
Yeah.
Now, moving this over to bedroom sizes, and when you are selecting a bedroom size,
yeah,
hard thing is often when you're going to rental properties or often when you're going to sale properties, you sometimes there's not furniture in there. And we want to talk a little bit about what Luke's mentioned about what developments now. So we're seeing a lot of new units being built in the area, you know, what to expect and what to get. What, when you're looking at a floor plan and you don't get to walk through the unit because you're buying off the plan or new, what room do you look at and you go, oh, that's a good size, or that's a bit of a stretch. So if we're translating those bedroom sizes across to what we think's fair and not fair, what do you reckon?
Well, the average is about minimum, Luke said there, 3x3. That's pretty, you know, that's pretty pretty spot on. I think the average in DY, Sydney, Northern Beaches, a good size room's considered 3x3.5. Like that's a pretty impressive room. We were talking off air, anything with a 2 in front, so like a 2.9x3 or a 2.8x3, then you start to, I think, feel it a little bit more.
Now, guys, I do have to say, watch out for the wardrobe. So often agents will count in the wardrobe. I encourage you to count the wardrobe out in your net measurements.
Yep.
So the wardrobe is generally about a 700 fat, and long can be whatever, high can be whatever. But, you know, to fit a coat hanger in, you've got to be sitting in around sort of sit at least around that 700, like a jacket and stuff like that. So you're losing maybe say 600. You're losing say 600 off your room. Is that much? I think I'm not sure. Anyway, now this is my hack. If you go up, if your height is your width with your hands out.
Oh, that was going to be my hack.
Well, I taught you that hack, and now you're going to use it against me. Can you explain it for us, Bill?
Okay, so your height.
How tall are you?
6 foot. So if you say
centimeters,
about 180, 184 or whatever.
So you are a you're a king size bed.
But the day I made a king size bed, I was really happy. That's what made me a bedroom expert.
So if you put your hands out straight like that.
Yeah, like this. And out.
And out.
Yep.
From finger finger to finger.
Yeah.
They're your longest fingers. From finger to finger, you are 185.
Yeah. I'm a king bed. Yeah, long.
So, you know, I'm 195. So why am I telling you that? I'm telling everyone that because if you know your height, which everyone does, you know your finger to finger, which is easy. If you are in a vacant room in real estate and you walk up to the wall where the bed will go, you can literally put your finger to finger out, give your agent one of those, and you could go up to the wall and say, okay, so this wall is 185 wide, that's a king, and then you can reach out to the depth of the room and say, add another 15 centimetres, 20 centimetres, and that's how the king bed, how long the king bed's going to be. Furthermore, come in 30 centimetres for a queen. Furthermore, come in 30 centimetres for a double. Now, 30 centimetre, if you want to understand that when you're doing that finger to finger on the wall, think about a school ruler. That's 30 centimetres.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And you can obviously get in and out without doing tape measures and things like that. So it's nice and efficient. And you can also do a spin. You know, you can do a spin, draw a circle. I see the experts doing a spin. So
what's a spin?
As in turn around, like move free. Although you're going to do straight one way and then go straight the other way, just do a spin for safety. People will look at you.
So you just do like a helicopter in the middle of the room, in the middle of the bedroom.
Yeah, and the other buyers will look at you and they will know that they don't know something. They'll know that you know, so you're a superior bedroom expert. All right.
So bedroom sizes, you've got a two-bedroom unit. If you've got net 3.3 to 3 in the master, you're doing good in the Northern Beaches. If you get 3x3 in the second room, you're doing really good in a two-bedroom unit in DY. So generally it's rare we'll get both those rooms making that. Now, when you're in houses, I think you can add about half a meter to those dimensions, or you could expect about half a meter. So 3.5 by your 3.5 or 3.5 by your 4, more traditional in houses, your bedroom sizes end up being a little bit bigger than apartment sizes.
Yeah.
And that is bedroom sizes in real estate.
It's a great topic. Quick question for the real estate agent before you go. Do you get punished on price for being a smaller bedroom or a slightly irregular shape?
Massively. Massively. So if you lose that half a meter in that bedroom, I would say you'd lose half of your buyers out there for that property. That's a 2.5 by 3. That it's directly, you know, people need that in their rooms. It's pretty silly if developers end up not giving you your 3x3 in the main. And, you know, you may get by with your 2.8 by your 3.2 in your second, but anything smaller, you're in trouble.
Well, remember, you've obviously saved on your purchase on the way in, so that's a bonus.
Yes. You're definitely buying it for less.
Yeah, and sometimes I find clients will go for those two bedrooms that might be a little bit smaller in the second room because it's still a bonus, you know, room compared to a big one bedroom.
They don't need it, and they're happy to take the discount.
Yeah, there you go. That's the topic.
Bedroom sizes. Thanks, Billy Bob. Everyone have a great day. There's my prop today, the bottom of a bed. See ya.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.